don't you make out of it?
Well, you cook it with the other. You cook it when you cook your chicken, you chop it up, take the liver, and you, when your chicken is about done, it cooks in a hurry, it cooks fast, you know, the chicken is about done, especially if you're making a stew or smothered chicken, whatever it may be, and you take your liver, that just, when the chicken is just about 5-10 minutes of being done, and you put the liver in, and the liver cooks right away. Because, you know, the liver is something that cooks in a hurry. And the gizzard, you chop it up in small pieces and put it in there, let it cook with the rest, the heart. Isn't that
Is there a piece of the chicken that when you ate that you like to pull it apart?
What?
The bone that you like to pull on?
Well, you ever had chicken?
Yeah. What would you call that? That bone that you, you know, the kids like to have so that they could pull apart?
You mean that, the little V-shaped bone? That's, what the devil they call that thing, you know.
Well, when you kill the hog, you were telling me you would make, did you ever save the blood for anything?
Well, they save the blood to make the, what they call a blood, blood sausage, you know what I mean? If you buy them in the store, they call them boudin. You ever hear them say a boudin? Mm-hmm. And well, that's what that is. They use the blood, and they cook that in, and they put the meat in there, and they put rice, they cook all that stuff. They call that a boudin. There's the blood cooked in into a, and then they put it in the big casing, you see. The big gut, because they got casing. Now they don't use the entrails of a hog anymore. They just take the, they got a casing, different size that they can use to make, put in the sausage and the boudin and all that stuff. They make all that kind of meat, and they put all that in different packages, you see.
They can't sell that anymore, can they? That
what?
Blood boudin?
Huh?
Can they sell that red boudin anymore? They're not supposed to by law, are they?
I know they can buy them in the store here. In the store, they got the, they come in, they make that the blood boudin down there in Lafayette.
You know, the Bible says you're not supposed to use the blood of an animal.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that they tell you you're not supposed to do. You understand? Of course, I never have. I had a Bible here. I used to go through it quite a bit about different things in there. My youngest son took it to his house. I told him, I said, if you like to read it, I said, you've got a good education. I said, you got to understand everything you read. And, you know, I don't know what religion you belong to, if you go to church or not.
I'm a Methodist.
Huh?
I'm a Methodist.
Methodist? Well, that's good. There's no difference in that. You take Methodist and the Catholic Church, there ain't too much difference in it. You know what I mean? It's several religions. Because they teach about the same thing. God Almighty, Jesus, you understand? They teach the Bible. There's few things that they don't do that we do. Like going to communion, the thing like that. You receive communion, don't you?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure. Right. No, I just wonder what you had to say about that.
No, but the idea is about the blood. I never read that you're not supposed to eat. Blood.
Well,
animal blood. But what are you going to do with this? If you don't eat this blood, what are you going to do with the meat that you eat? But what is that? Because that's full of blood, too. You got blood in all the meat. You understand what I'm talking about now?
I'm just saying the Bible said that.